Yo. Welcome back to Archetype Aperture. I am Jim. And as usual, I won't say I'm the host of the show. You already know that. What I wanted to talk about today was something funky happening with social media. So, where do you post your photos? Where do you upload your photos? Do you put them on Facebook? Do you have a Facebook page? Do you have a website? Do you have a Instagram? Do you have a TikTok? Do you have a Twitter? Well, I, for the last few years now, I've been very heavily trying, not really trying to cultivate my Instagram per se, but that's where I mainly focused all of my uploads, and anytime I shot a photo that I, you know, wanted to share, that's where I would share it, more so than Facebook. I didn't really get a lot of traffic out of Facebook, and Twitter's just a slow growing process. You really got to know people, and you've got to, I'm just no good at being social on media. With Instagram, it's just been easier. I have a very small following, but it's a nice following. I'm good with it. It's a good startup, and people seem to enjoy my photos when I post them. Now, however, the creator of Instagram, Adam Mosseri, I believe. I hope I don't butcher your name, sir, if you even ever hear this, but he's gearing the Instagram app and social media platform more towards video. Now, with the recent onset of TikTok and, you know, of course, Snapchat is probably just as good and alive as ever, especially among the young people. For me, I don't use TikTok that much. I have a TikTok account. I barely ever use it. And when I do, I usually just post little video snippets of the podcast, either one. In large, I use Instagram as my main social media account. And I don't know, it's just a little troubling, I guess, that I'm not sure how they're going to do that, how they're going to, you know, they don't want to be a quote-unquote square photo app anymore, which I have to admit, there have always been problems and issues that I could think of with the app, but gearing completely towards video stories and what are they, reels now on Instagram, I've done a few and they tracked okay, but I guess what they're going to build a new algorithm, I assume, to weed out the photos, but I don't know, it just seems kind of weird to me. I only ever downloaded and started using Instagram to display photos. And it's just an odd thing that they're shifting. I understand that you have to grow with the times and you have to, you know, change is inevitable in every situation. I understand that. And I appreciate that. And I say, hey, you know, do what you got to do to make it in this world. But yeah, it's just an odd thing. So where does one go? Where does one upload their photos? Where does one show off their work? Where does one, you know, I guess the bigger question is, what are you trying to do as a photographer on social media? Are you trying to grow a customer base? Are you just trying to gain followers and become quote unquote Instagram famous? Are you trying to drive traffic to your YouTube channel? Are you trying to drive traffic to your TikTok or your Twitter account? Whatever the case may be, it's a conundrum to me. I don't know. It's kind of, I'm on the fence about the whole thing, honestly. Maybe it's going to force me out of being lazy and I have to kind of just get in there and get back to growing my you know, my base, whatever it may be, on other accounts. I tried about a year ago, I tried to delete the Facebook and Instagram applications. I don't care for either of them. Facebook is okay for like friends and family. It's just, I have a business page on there and it's not been very great. It's not been very good. I've actually paid for ads on there and boosted my posts and things of that nature. And it didn't get me any more or less clients. Not that I'm looking for clients currently, but I just enjoy sharing my art. And I know there's a ton of people that I follow that probably feel the same way. I don't know. It's just going to be weird. There's a lot of painters and digital artists, tattoo artists that may not transition very well to that platform. But, you know, I guess we'll just have to start getting back into the realm of video these days, which is fine because I enjoy both. I do enjoy video and audio, but my main passion is photography. And it will probably always be, although I have been leaning more towards the audio side, trying to learn as much as possible. And, you know, I it's pretty obvious. I've done quite a few podcasts about audio and actually how to start podcasts and just you name it. Yeah, I don't know. I am not a fan of TikTok. It's like a time suck and you just sit there and you waste time and you don't really do anything. I do consider myself somewhat of a creator, but figuring out how to make TikToks has not been easy for me, as it may not be for a lot of you. And, you know, maybe call it, say what you will. Maybe it's because I'm, you know, just an old guy. Yeah, I don't really care for TikTok. I see my kids and my girlfriend, they just spend hours and hours in front of their TikToks. And I just feel like we could be doing so many more things. And I have actually said that if we all spent as much time making TikToks as we did watching them, we could probably be making some money right now off of it, because it is a platform that you can monetize. And not sure how to do that either, because I've never looked into it, but maybe I will. I was already upset because Facebook bought Instagram, and I wasn't happy with that situation. I think that there's probably, and this is just my humble opinion, it doesn't mean anything, and hopefully it won't sway you one way or the other, whether you like Instagram or whether you delete Instagram. That's totally up to you. I'm not advocating for or trying to drag them through the mud. I'm just stating my personal opinion about the entire thing. But yeah, it's something that, I don't know, there's a lot of things that could be changed, in my opinion, before we went this route. I understand, like, incorporating video and audio along with the photos, but it was built on still photography and art of all types. And, you know, I'm not against having the video portion, added to it, but let's make it in conjunction with. Sorry, my dogs heard a noise outside. But let's make it in conjunction with the photos and not slight the photos or kick them out of the, you know, equation or the algorithm, because I'm sure that that's what's coming, is a new algorithm where they kind of bury the photos and raise up the videos. I'm not exactly sure how they do all of that, but, and that's always been interesting to me, but to find out, and maybe someday I will. But in the meantime, where do your photos go? Where do we do? I suppose I will try Twitter again. I will give it another whirl, and I will continue to only post to Twitter. It is nice to have my friends and family that I actually know and people that I associate with on a regular basis to see my work, I like that. However, you know, they don't all follow me on Twitter. So it's going to be an interesting journey, I guess. But yeah, these are just some of my thoughts on the matter. That, like I said, I'm not a big fan of this new change, but it's not just me. I'm one of millions of users, and I'm sure a lot of people are going to really enjoy it. I'm just not going to be one of them. So if you'd like to follow my Twitter account, it's at the James Mullis JWM photo. Two words, not one. The page name is JWM photo, just like my Instagram, but my at is the James Mullis, TheJamesMullis. I almost forgot how to spell my name. How about that? But feel free to go over there and, you know, follow me on Twitter, share it with your friends, what have you, and I will definitely follow you back. And I do post all of my photos and videos and things that anything I create, I try to post it up on my Twitter account as well. And I'll try to keep everybody informed as to what's happening in the world of Jim and Archetype Aperture. And that is about all. It's just a short little rant, I guess. I don't really know. But just something to think about in the future as you're uploading to Instagram or Facebook. If you're a photographer, you're kind of out of luck. Videographers, you're in there, man. Make reels. Shoot those reels. And you know, you can, as a photographer, you can integrate your photos into reels. It is something that I've seen other creators, people that I know, to do. So that might be the answer. Maybe not just jumping ship and going straight to Twitter, but yeah, there are ways to get around the entire, you know, square photo, to get around, dogs again, to get around the square photo and or the video centric portion of the Instagram. Well, I guess time will tell, won't it? Well, that is all for now, folks, and I do appreciate you coming back and listening to Archetype Aperture over and over again. It really warms my heart. I love you all, and if you would like to get in contact with me, you know where I am on Instagram, JWMPhoto. My email is jwmphoto1@gmail.com. You can email me there if you'd like to contact me, or you can get a hold of me on Twitter at the James Mullis. And I will quickly respond. Well, as quick as I possibly can, anyways. All right, guys, I will see you in the next one.